Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
If you believe in something long and hard, if you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. Seeing miracles happening to you. Seeing miracles. Seeing miracles. Seeing miracles happening to you. If you believe in something long and hard, if you believe in something your heart, it shall come to pass.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We rule and reign today in our lives, and we say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yes, we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders on today and every day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way today, Lord God. We welcome you with stretched out arms and a humble heart this morning. Have your way in our lives today. Order our footsteps, lead and direct us in all truth today. Oh, we say thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders on today. Have your way in the hospitals on today, in the intensive care unit on today. Have your way, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, in the nursing homes on today, assisting living on today, the sick and the shut in on today. Have your way, Lord God. Miracles, signs, and wonders today and every day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Come bless the Lord with me. He's worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms and battles, he's still awesome. He's still wonderful. He's still faithful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we will look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our peace comes from the Lord. And we say thank you for peace today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Order our footsteps today, Lord God. We welcome you in our services on today. We welcome you in our homes on today. We welcome you in our neighborhoods on today. Have your way in our neighborhoods on today. Silence the violence in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, silence the violence in the nations today, Lord God. Have your way today. Miracle signs and wonders. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today, over our households today, to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. And we say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. We say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living, and we say thank you. Oh, we lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Lord God. Our neighbors' children, Lord God. Have your way in their lives today. Order their footsteps. Lead and direct them in all truth on today, and we say thank you. We lift up all the penitentiaries today, Lord God. Have your way in the penitentiaries today, Lord God. Deliver and set free that only you can do, Lord God. You're sitting high looking low, Lord God. Deliver and set them free today, God. Even in the county jails, Lord God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. Deliver them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to thank you for healing our land today, Lord God. Healing and delivering our land, Lord God. We say have your way in the land today. Over in Mexico, California, Florida, have your way, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God. Continue to bless him, Lord God. Continue to meet every need he stands in need of, Lord God, as he pour out to your people. Pour double back into him, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for Mom and Dad Matthews today, Lord God. Continue to heal and deliver and build them up, Lord God. Have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to bless your name, Lord God, and we just say thank you that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that we are more than conquerors today, because the great I am that I am is on the inside of us. Whatever we need him for, he's right there. He's an on-time God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. hallowed be thou name. Thou kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you for our daily needs being met today, Lord God, because in your word you say you daily load us with benefits. So we thank you for benefits today, Lord God. We thank you and bless your holy name today, God, for traveling grace and mercy, Lord God, even from just waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind and know who we are and who we belong to. Or we just come to say thank you. We just come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Father. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for protecting us and shielding us, Lord God, keeping us from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. And we just come to bless your name today. This is an awesome day, a wonderful day, amazing day. And we say thank you for your being amazing to each and every one of us. You love us all equally. You have no favorite child. And we say thank you. And we come to give you the praise and we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way today, Lord.
And I'll praise is shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting the atmosphere. Shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. How about that? This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain.
Shifting the atmosphere.
It moves.
of Elder Fox.
Glory.
Elder Foster.
Yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we come to you this morning, oh, Father God, giving you the highest praise, oh, Father God, glorifying you and magnifying you, oh, Father God, because you are the Most High God. You are Elyon. You are Elohim. There's no one like you, oh, Father God. You created everything that we behold, oh, Father God. You created the invisible to be visible, oh, Father God. There are things going on in the visible world and even in the invisible world that you're holding together, oh, Father God, by your mighty strong tower of love that you have for us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done for us, oh, Father God. And we thank you for the things that you are preparing to do for us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for healing us, oh, Father God, from the things that has been unknown to us, oh, Father God, but your great love that you have for us have covered us, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for putting things in order, oh, Father God, from unawares, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the mighty strong tower, oh, Father God, that you have us in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God, protecting us, oh, Father God, from unseen danger, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you, we worship you, we praise you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we lean upon you, oh, Father God, and we lean not upon our own understanding, oh, Father God. Father God, you have told us in your word, oh, Father God, to know thyself, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and you have given us that ability, oh, Father God, with the light of your word, oh, Father God, to shine itself within us, oh, Father God, so those dark areas, oh, Father God, can be exposed, oh, Father God, and we are able to lay them before your throne, oh, Father God, and give it to you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we can see, because once we was blind to a lot of things, oh, Father God, but you have opened up our eyes, oh, Father God, that we are able to see, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, in your word, oh, Father God, your word says for us to beware, oh, Father God, that our minds and our hearts, oh, Father God, in the power and the might of your hand have gotten me this wealth, oh, Father God. So the wealth, oh, Father God, that is coming to us monetarily, oh, Father God, and spiritually, oh, Father God. Father God, I ask that you would give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding on how to facilitate it correctly, oh, Father God, and not get, Father God, with the ways of the world, oh, Father God. Father God, let wisdom, oh, Father God, rise up to her stature within us, oh, Father God, so that we may know, oh, Father God, how to move and have our being in you, oh, Father God, during this time of our life, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for setting things in order within our bodies, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, the lymphatic system, oh, Father God, the skeletal system, oh, Father God, the nervous system, oh, Father God, anything that may have, that may be out of order within us, oh, Father God, and have us unbalanced, oh, Father God. Father God, I ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, oh, Father God, that you would touch it, oh, Father God, and it have to obey you, oh, Father God, even the word within us have to be obeyed, oh, Father God, by the things within us, oh, Father God, so that they may work in right order, oh, Father God. And anything, oh, Father God, that is subtly attacking our bodies, oh, Father God, through the medication that we have to take, oh, Father God, or the foods that we may have to eat that we are able to afford, oh, Father God. I ask again, oh, Father God, that once it touched the palate of your people's mouths, oh, Father God, their taste buds, oh, Father God, that the nutrients and vitamins will supernaturally, oh, Father God, give their body what is needed for them, oh, Father God, to survive in this dispensation, season, and time, and for their bodies, oh, Father God, to grow healthy and strong, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the supernatural work that you're doing in this dispensation season and time. I thank you again, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God. I thank you, oh, Father God, that our ears is attentive to your voice and your voice only, and a stranger, oh, Father God, we do not adhere to, O Father God, because your word, O Father God, is written, O Father God, upon our hearts and minds, O Father God, that your word, O Father God, is ever before us, O Father God, and our minds, O Father God, has always stayed upon your word, O Father God, knowing that you, O Father God, is directing us, controlling us, O Father God, and inspiring us, oh, Father God, in the things that we see around us and going through. They'll keep it moving, oh, Father God, and to definitely flow, oh, Father God, with your spirit, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for letting, oh, Father God, the mind of Christ raise up to his statue within us, oh, Father God. And that the mind of Christ is renewing us daily, O Father God, in the things that we behold, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for renewing our minds also from the things of old and able to accept, O Father God, the things of new, O Father God, because it is an internal battle, O Father God, that is dealt within us, O Father God, when the old don't want to give up his position within us for the new information and knowledge and understanding that you are giving your people, O Father God. But I ask, O Father God, within us, let the fight be sure and that your word be true, O Father God. And we thank you and honor you and glorify you up in that area, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your ministering angels, oh, Father God, that you have set ablaze, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time. Ministering that strong word that is needed at this time, that that is able to pierce the conscience and heart of your people, oh, Father God, and even open their eyes much more, oh, Father God. I thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. I even thank you for the healing that's going forth, oh, Father God, throughout the land, oh, Father God, and your people's bodies, oh, Father God, that may be going through certain issues, oh, Father God. But, Father God, darkness may be just for a moment because the sun shines ever so brightly the next day within our life, and we hold fast and hold on to the faith and stay strong up in you. And I decree and declare that nothing will be able to shake us or move us from the foundation of things, oh, Father God, of your word that you have given us to stand upon, oh, Father God, because you have shown yourself true, oh, Father God, up in our lives, oh, Father God, and we shall not be moved, oh, Father God, from what you've done upon Calvary, oh, Father God, to restore us, oh, Father God, to our original, oh, Father God, position, oh, Father God, with you, oh, Father God, that Adam lost, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for the restoration. We thank you for the restoring. We thank you for the healing, oh, Father God, up in the individual people's lives, oh, Father God, in the areas that they need it in, oh, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you, oh, Father God, for financially, oh, Father God, wisdom in this dispensation, season and time. Let us not be cognitive dissidents in that area, oh, Father God, but know, oh, Father God, to not move, oh, Father God, in any way, shape, form, or fashion by the things of the lust of the flesh, oh, Father God. But let wisdom, oh, Father God, have her perfect work again within our life, oh, Father God. Let us not be moved, oh, Father God, by that we might be able to get material things that we have may have not been able to get before, oh, Father God, but let us move in wisdom, oh, Father God. Some 30, some 60, some 100, oh, Father God. But I ask at this time, oh, Father God, let none of us be below the threshold of in poverty, oh, Father God. Let us rise above, oh, Father God, and especially spiritually, oh, Father God, because then we will know how to handle things materially and physically, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the great wisdom that you're pouring out throughout the land, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our understanding. We thank you for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may see, oh, Father God, the things that we were not able to see before, oh, Father God, because we was in a state of blindness, oh, Father God. But you have opened up your eyes, oh, Father God, unto us so that we may see the way you see and move the way you move, oh, Father God, and think the way you think, oh, Father God, and understand things, oh, Father God, the way that you desire us to understand things in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are awesome, God. There's no one like you, oh, Father God. We praise and honor you, oh, Father God. We glorify you. We magnify you, oh, Father God. And we truly understand, oh, Father God, that you, Father God, will never leave us and never forsake us, oh, Father God. You wake us up every morning, oh, Father God, with the breath of life, oh, Father God, to see another day, to experience the great love that you have toward us, oh, Father God, and to see you, oh, Father God, in the earth realm, oh, Father God, amidst of all of the things that we have been trained to see, oh, Father God, but we see you, oh, Father God, and you alone. We hear you and only you, oh, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Thank you for your ministering angels, oh, Father God. Again, oh, Father God, that ministering your word, oh, Father God. Give them the tenacity and the power, oh, Father God, and the frequency and vibration through the words that they speak, oh, Father God, from the Holy Spirit that are able to open our eyes, oh, Father God, and see, oh, Father God, truly what you are saying in this time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you, oh, Father God, and all that is within us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for allowing those things to be in us because it's carrying us to a place in you, oh, Father God, where you desire us to be in you. And we bless you and we honor you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Get ready for the prophetic experience. The three-night prophetic experience. Upper Room End-Time Deliverance Ministry presents a three-night prophetic experience. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly at 6008B East Shirley Lane, Montgomery, Alabama. Get ready. Get ready. Your host for this event, Bishop Derek and elect Lady Evelyn Hooks, your keynote speaker. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries of Harvey, Illinois. The three-night prophetic experience. July 21st through 23rd, 2021, 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss this. Upper Room End Time Deliverance Ministries. A three-night prophetic experience you don't want to miss. Meet us at 6008B East Shirley Lane in Montgomery, Alabama. Spread the word. Tell someone to tell someone to come on in for this three-night prophetic experience with Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss it. Come and get your blessing.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news. Light just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
God, hallelujah. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I bless the Lord for those who are joining us from different parts of the world, those who have connected with us, and certainly those who have reconnected with us. We're certainly in an accelerated month now. Things are moving faster than you may imagine or even fathom right now. Things are moving faster. Well, let's go into the Word of God on today so we can continue to deal with part two of this teaching I've been sharing with. How many know that when you start breaking codes and revealing events, biblical events, there's tremendous warfare that we undertake in releasing the word of God to people. And the event doesn't necessarily come from outside. It more comes from inside. I'm not saying inside my ministry, the ministry God has called me to pastor, but inside within the ramification of those who are part of the religious world, the righteous world, or denomination. For many years, we have been taught so much about the Word of God from only the perspective of what I would consider the etymology of the Word of God, and not necessarily the history or historicity of the Word of God. And so the more we embrace bringing God's people into understanding, whether it's Greek Old Testament or, whether it's Hebrew Old Testament or Arabic Hebrew Old Testament, or bringing you into understanding Latin, Greek, and then its English term or its Americanized term, or colonial term for understanding God or Elohim. In history, many of us, or many people in history, study deities based upon their culture, their background, their history, ancestral line. You go to different parts of the world and you visit countries, they will always give you a symbol of what that nation, country, or people represents. So therefore, let's give you an example of Hawaii. When you come into Hawaii, Honolulu, that part of the island, they will always put the little, I don't call them wreath, but little gifts around your neck. That's the symbol of their gods, their deity gods, and what they represent in those countries. And when she put on those, it's called almost like a little wreath, but when you put it on, that means you have accepted their deities, their gods, and their ways of living and the things of their God. If you go into other countries, it's almost the same. Just like coming into the United States or America, colonial, England, the English term, English way, you take on those characteristics of what they believed in, or what they taught you. And if you don't know your history, you will be bound to repeat it. And actually, many of us really don't know our history as it relates to our ancestors' culture background. And if you're watching, even now, you're watching the Department of Education, funded by the United States government, is including now in the educational system dealing with race in the textbook. And they're now talking about eliminating anything have to do with race and history from the textbook. A little bit more deeper than I'm expounding on it, however, not limited. So you have to do the research. What am I sharing today? I'm sharing the events of Bible history and translation of Bible history, so that we won't be fooled by the canon system of the different orders that have been sent out in history for us to follow, from paganism to religion to denominationalism, whether it's 5-4 ministry, Pentecostalism, evangelicalism, Missionary Baptist is in full gospel, apostolic, Presbyterian, free Baptist, you name it. Those are just a few of what we deal with Christianism, Islam, Judaism, the name goes on in the religious world. Many people have studied their deity, or they have studied history from their small window that they're in. That window is small when you compare it to history that is, for many of us who don't study it, it just go from three generations. Now, when you look at three generations, you look at a period of 20 years. So what my mother taught me, or her mother taught you, or what my dad taught me and his mother, his dad taught him. So we look at history from a short window. I mean, give it a window of 60 years to probably 80, so four generations. And so we don't climb past that. So we're known to deal with a family that loves music and shout. That's what gets you moving through your family line, or if you're used to listening to Dr. Watts songs, who got us through the history of the involvement of slavery and the systems of singing songs when our ancestors were farming the land to send codes to other farmers and others who were enslaved by plantationalism and racism. We really need to come to understanding power and the glory of God, and really open ourselves up to knowing the word of God with such clarity. It may not even come in my time, but what I will say is that I will do my part like many of you. I will encourage you to do your part in your study of the Word of God. In the time that we're in, so much information has been tainted, and so much has been given to us. When I say given to us, it's because we have not studied. We know that this is the way it's been taught, done, and shared. And I'm not going to go over what my family has taught me. You have people who are known to be staunch denominationalism people. So they stick strictly to the ruling of their denomination, and what their denomination means to them, and they don't deviate from it. Whether in history the person is right or wrong, error or errorless, they stick with the ruling system. I want to go right into the Word of God in Timothy. Go right back there, and I'm going to go back to the events of the 50 or so scholars who were pivotal to the 1611 convention or events that led up to Bible translation, even the King James Version of the Bible. Septuagint is a very critical Bible. Judaism, the word meaning Old Testament Bible that breaks down the events of its writing from actually Arabic, Hebrew writing, the different scrolls, getting clarity, understanding of what it means, and to understand exactly the meaning as it relates to the alphabets of those particular words. But you must have someone who's able to translate it with clarity on what that word means. and how powerful its term becomes over the English term or the colonial system of writing. If you ever travel to around the United States, whether East Coast, West Coast, South, you'll notice that each particular area, north to homes are different. Homes are based upon their system or the way it was designed. More New England estates, colonial style homes. Southern states, more big home, plantation type homes. West Coast, you go out to the West Coast, the houses are different. The houses are different in up north. The north, all different. New York, the infrastructures of housing, of the buildings, they're built straight up. So every city, town, or region have a different style of its development of property, land, and its view of land. So therefore, when you read the Word of God, you really need to read it with some clarity and understanding. I'm saying this because coming out of what most of us experience, actually all seven continents of the world experience the rise and the fall of economy, the rise of political genre, the rise of a plague, a virus in the land, not a plague. A plague is created by God, a virus is created by man. And we're watching something unprecedented happen right now in the land. When I say unprecedented, in history, there's nothing new. Solomon talks about that. But in our time, we haven't experienced it. So we will be writers of generational things that we're watching, seeing now. So these are generational things. So therefore, what we're experiencing and viewing in history are different in all those areas. So your view of things and your watching of things are different. So you will see things in different ways and different perspectives. So you will have to write history for family, children, your church, your organization. So the people will not be deceived or fooled by what they will experience in the next 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. So you will be, many of us will be critical to the history. So when you're watching how the pharmaceutical industry that was birthed out of ancient Greek mysticism and mythology and the way that they done things, nothing changed. It's just now the research is human. The research is on for human system, whether to clone them, to abort them, to identify who will be the next in succession for countries, nations, people, background, demonic folks, whether it's coming from fallen angels, Nephilim, which really means fallen. We have to know exactly what's going on. That's why Administrator Brian and Saints of God and people who are listening, you really got to be in tune now. So you got family distraction, you got people distraction, you got folks playing on your emotions, your feelings, and really a lot of it is what I will use a term called demonic pettyism, petty stuff, and it's demonic because it would throw you off. It would totally throw you off of your assignment and where God is trying to take you in this season of your life. So be very careful of all of the stuff that you let people play on you, from emotions, their feelings, their thoughts, and draw you into a contempt against men and women of God or your vision. You have to hold on, saints of God, We're 10, 11 days for something shaking up the earth again. The weather, temperature, and precipitation is changing and coming, and things are shifting in all areas of our life. To the land, it's changing how things are happening in the land and in the world. And you don't want to be moved by those events in the land. Land that we're dealing with that's changing the climate of the world. God's people have to really be very careful of what's going on around us. So in my teaching, getting quiet before the Lord, there's many things that he's been revealing to us. So I tell people, you got to be very careful of your distractions. Distractions will shake a lot of things. Your distraction will shift you out of your position. It's almost like somebody dealing with a pregnant person dealing with contraction. Distraction messes with the contraction, so you won't deliver. It'll throw you off. You got to be careful. People, there's a lot of false labor people in the land. And you know why? Because people didn't get it in 2020. And God was giving us an opportunity to deal with ourselves. They were still dealing with what people said somebody did to them. They had not dealt with themselves. And when you look at most people, you'll find out that they really never dealt with themselves. Everything was based upon what somebody told them. They didn't deal with themselves. Because if people dealt with themselves, the mindset that they have now, that you started with 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 months ago, 6 months ago, is the same thing. Same mindset. You got to trust God. Because patterns don't change. Habits, 21 days, you can break one. 21 days, you can have one. So you have to know the patterns of the people. All right, let's move into the Word of God. I want to go back to the letter that Paul gave Timothy here. And this particular letter he wrote to Timothy. Let's move over to 1 Timothy, chapter number 2. Question, 1 Timothy. Just a little. Actually, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. And we're going to go right into verse number 14, if you've been following this. Actually, you can say this is part two. Now, we're not deviating from our teaching on the book of Daniel, but I need us to focus our attention in this month on some very strategic things here, because when we're watching a pattern. And when I say a pattern, most of us are watching the pattern in the land. And this pattern in the land that we're watching is a pattern that is trying to take people back, their identity. The last decade was, for most of us, if you study the last decade, last 10 years, you have studied how events in the last 10 years were patterns, were religious patterns. And these religious patterns of the last 10 years were birthed from the institutionalism of trying to take people's identity. That's why you saw more people in the last decade pushing and supporting immorality, homosexuality, people losing their identity, perversion, usage. That was heavy. It was heavy in the last decade. Because people really didn't know who they were. The elimination of family structure, taking father out of the home, giving the dominant role to men, women. So the structure, the infrastructure of foundation was broken. And this is the pattern that had not, this just didn't start today. It was going on for
decades and actually generations, but it takes more effect now, because in 2020, if men would have been in more structured, strong position when the pandemic was put in place, they would have been in their position to stand up against the religious world or illegal pulpits who were going along with a system as it relates to what's going on. Because most people address everything in 2020 based upon emotionalism, their feelings, not masculinity roles, but femininity thought process. And that wasn't what we were supposed to be. We were supposed to stand strongly, firmly on the word of God, strongly and firmly on the things of God, and not deviate from the course of our action. So most of the world was centered around emotional fixes, whether it was social media, climate control, and that was a big, almost like a big game there, the climate control issue, because most things are surrounded around climate control, was surrounded around a deal that was made in 2001 between Al Gore and the Bush administration. When Al Gore lost the election to the Bush, they made an agreement, $100 million agreement, that he'll give him power over what we call climate control, or the funding for climate control. That was a $100 million a year project. And over the last 20 years, they were receiving this amount of money so that they can really, so he wouldn't go before Congress and push this election like it's going on now, on and on. That's just, I'm not rehashing things. I want people to understand how things are done politically. Because by the time it gets to you in the mainstream, well, by the time mainstream TV brings stuff to us, we're coming out of our emotion and feeling. A deal was already made, rather a deal made between our government, the hidden secret societies. All of the deals that you see on the table were done 30 years and 40 years and 100 years before time. These were people who study historicity. They study history of events. So in the pursuit to find out who Yeshua was in history, no one knew who he was, because God didn't even tell the angels. The angels don't even know the time the Lord will come. So when people sit here and say the Lord is coming 20 months from now, or we're in the end of the time, every day we got thousands of people. I think statistics says 175,000 people die per day in a 24-hour period. Now, that's based upon their statistic. It may be greater than that, maybe less than that, but nonetheless, that's what statistics say when you do sociology. So sociology is the study of society and human behavior. You study human behavior, you study number systems, statistics, and things of that nature. I'm going somewhere this morning, y'all. Buckle your seatbelt up. I'm getting y'all hot, getting y'all ready. I'll be there in a minute. It won't take me long. Your intellect and dialect don't work. You know, you're going to come out of that club spirit of last night and the stuff you were thinking about. I'm going to hit you with it in a minute. I'm leading you up. Some people say he's leading us up to something. It's going to shift you onto that. All right. So to take the people to really understand the events that were going on, you have to prepare yourself for what's going on now. And so we in a, based upon the Jewish calendar, we're in a new fiscal month for many corporations. This is their fiscal month now. For some, they wait to October, some they wait to the end of the year. Most, this is their fiscal year ending. So between the beginning and the end of something, or to bring us into understanding, we're at a critical point right now for us. And if you understood last year, between May of 2020 and July of 2020, major events hit the land. May 25th, June 7th, 8th, around that time, May 25th, the power horn issue there in the Minnesota, what that meant, the president, former president Trump standing in front of the Episcopal building, and the transition went on for the end of the year event. So between those time periods, 1 year later, we're watching things unveil. I told many of you, I saw it in assassination. Didn't know where it was going to come from, but I saw it. When you're defining time, an event, the Haiti president was assassinated, there's deeper things going on in that event more than many people want to talk about or even discuss. A lot is coming out even with that event. That's a very pivotal country in the world, especially when you're talking about finances, money, monetary system, world system, you name it. Some of these countries that we don't even consider part of the movement of the land, or we consider outcasts, more pivotal than you may think or imagine. There's more activities going through these countries than you would think. And a lot of major leaders are behind them. World events, countries are behind these events. So when there's nothing new under the sun, you know it. There's nothing new under the sun. All right. Let me take you right into the word of the Lord God, and I'm not going to hold long. Believe me, I'm not going to hold you long, because I just gave you a little history to lead you up to this point. 2 Timothy 2 and 2. Of these things put thee in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not above words to profit. Now, you notice he's striving not above words to profit, but to be subverting of the hearer. Now, Paul is telling Timothy, don't be moved by the system and by the words of men and the mastery of men. You have to be a hearer of God. Now, I did something that was quite unique. I know people weren't going to respond to this, but I'm one that challenged the intellect of scholars and philosophers and the mind of those theologians, even in my conversation. So I said something that was very powerful yesterday via my Facebook. Actually, not yesterday, a little later than that. And I said something that intensified the mind of the thinker. And this is what I said. How can the blind lead the blind? I put the question mark on it. I said, only through faith. So what I was dealing with the mind, and I asked a question, now I'm responding to my own question. So the argument between somebody that says, I'm blind, lead the blind, is that the blind can't lead the blind. I know. I asked the question. And then I said, now only through faith, because I'm taking you from being blind to hearing. Faith is a sound. You can't see it with your natural eyes. That creates a picture. When you pick up a sound, you pick up a picture in your mind of an image that can never be seen by the natural eye, but through the Creator who created frequency for humanity. So you have to tap into the mind of God. How can the blind lead the blind? I asked you a question. You said it can't. You can't. But only through two blind people deciding to hear through the mind of God, through faith, because faith is a sound. And through that, it creates a picture of an image that could never be seen through the natural eye. Because a blind can't lead another blind person. If you're blind, you can't lead at all. You have to navigate through a frequency or a rhythm. So to get to really understand what I was saying, it's only through faith that we all really live, because our natural eye have gotten us all in trouble in this world. Everything we see with our natural eye have fooled most of the people, because it's not really what you're seeing. What you're seeing is not faith. It's your flesh operating based upon an imagery of an outer appearance of another human being. And so through faith, to be able to really know who a human is, you have to allow them to speak and open their mouth. Because when they open their mouth, there's a frequency that comes out of their mouth that gives you the identity of the infrastructure of their culture, background, history, and event. Let a person talk for a while. You will actually know what they're saying, what they're responding, and let them keep talking. There's an end to truth, and then there's an illusion that will kick in and other things that will kick in after that. Just let them keep talking, and then you will finally know and have an answer. You won't have to look anymore. You'll have the answer to what you really want from that individual. That's why the Word of God said, I believe it's in Ephesians or Isaiah 40 in 28. He said, have thou not heard, have thou not known that the everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth, fading not. There is no searching what his understanding. There's no searching his understanding. So you people that are trying to search God, no, you have to follow him because he is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You have to follow him. So what he's speaking here to Timothy, he says, study, research, study to show yourself approved unto who? God, research. When you get into your research, your brain starts to working. Your mind, and most people say, oh, my brain is hurting. Your brain isn't really hurting. It's not, you're using neurons, and you're using mind, and you're using emotion, and you're using feeling that you have not used before in your life. So therefore, you're being called to utilize things that you have not used before in your mind and in your spirit. So you're being called to use those things, and you're being called to present those things in your mind and in your spirit. So you have to use them. So you have to be prepared to use those things. You have to be able to utilize your resource, because once you start studying, you're going to tap into things that will take you beyond what you've been taught. My life has been full of contradictory. Even as I started, you know, one of the things that shocks me, the more I get educated or go to school, the increase of knowledge will cause a warfare, the increase of knowledge that you get will cause more of a warfare internally in your walk with your life. The more knowledge you get, the more, I don't want to use this as an illness, but the more you come into the knowledge of things, you have to be very careful of what you receive, because the more you come into the knowledge of something, the battle and the warfare is great. I'm trying to use a term that will make sense to people. Because, you know, the more you come into the knowledge of something and understand something, pride rise up, your internal battle with knowledge that comes from man over knowledge that comes from God, there's a battle. You're being more challenged in those areas. You have to make decisions you didn't usually make. That's why some people say, I don't want to know. No, I want to know all things. Some things I don't want to know. No, I want to know everything so I know how to deal with events in life. Because much is given, there it is, much is required. So the more you come into the knowledge of something, the more it's required of you to know and to understand what you're dealing. Because much is given, much is required of us. And when it's required of you, you have to step out into some areas of your life that was going to be totally a warfare concerning your life. All right. So he says, study thyself to be approved unto who? God, Elohim. Because when you look at, when you read the Word of God, or you read the Bible, and everything that you see in the Bible that's changed from Elohim or Yahweh, and you hear, those are all words that were once Elohim. It was called Elohim. The translation, they just put it in place, the word God. because what they were taking, the actual Arabic writing, Hebrew writing, was Elohim. So they just put God in there. Because you got to understand the writing. So now what you get in the Bible, you said, study to show yourself approved unto God. In history, scholars, in their writing and dealing with translation, most people who did not understand Hebrew, Arabic, or those writings, or even Elohim, they said, let's just use the word God. We create a deity. Let's use the word God so it can make it easier for the English translation. So it was easier to use the word God instead of Elohim. We'll make it easier. Or when we look at the word Yahweh or the Most High, all of them are the same. That's why you get arguments from Black American churches. And can I go here? When you hear somebody say, in the name of Yeshua. Well, I'm going to use God. That's what I know is God. And that's foolishness. Because culturally, that's a divide. Whether we say Yahweh or whether we say Elohim or Yeshua, it's still Jesus. Because we're breaking languages down. So when you deal with etymology, the study of origins of words and the way which they were meaning, their meaning have changed throughout history. So most of us who are institutionalized by systems that have taught your children are more that you don't have understanding of its origin. So it's easy to argue with somebody over language when you really don't even know history. So the battle with someone, which is called apologetic, I'm defending the text now. I'm defending the word of God. So to sit down with somebody and argue the word Yeshua over Jesus, it's only a matter of culture significance and scholars' mindset. So we're taking these people who are scholars and have did not believe in Jesus or Yeshua or the teachings anyway. So therefore, they came together based on the colonial system or the English system to give you exactly the writing. Now, it didn't take away from its origin. It didn't take away from origin. It just changed translation. So the more the Reformed churches or the Presbyterian church, the Presbyterian church was birthed out of the word protest. They were protesting what Catholicism was teaching, the teaching of the Catholic Church. Or the Roman Catholic Church, because you got different sects of Catholic Church. So the Roman Catholic Church. And then you have what we call Jesuit order. And then you had secret society, which people became part of secret society. Even some of our culture became part of secret society. You want me to go just deal with Mason? Have them don't even understand Masons, because Scottish rites don't reveal something to certain cultures. You go way back, Jesuit order. Just when you tap into the mind of God, he reveals to you stuff and symbols and things that are going on. Ain't nothing new under the sun. If you study the mind, will, and thought of God, he'll reveal things to you that far beyond your comprehension and your thought. How you going to be married and hiding everything from your wife? How you going to be, have a secret? How the Bible going to be a secret? You're going to hide the Bible. Come on now. And the Bible's ancient, be no hidden thing unless you got something you're trying to hide or you try to be part of something. How are you going to bow to some man? The Bible talk, that's Nimrod, the spirit of Nimrod. I know y'all going to get mad at me. That's all right. You're going to get over it. You'll get true and open yourself up to systems. And you find out why years later, generational later, sickness is on your body. Your family members are dying because you didn't open up yourself to secret society, getting caskets and in rooms and dark rooms and covering your mask, pulling one half leg up and other leg down and all that other stuff because you want to be part of something that it really ain't the spirit of the Lord God. Don't get mad at me. I can feel your spirit in the background now. Don't get mad at me. I'll bust you out in 10 more minutes. All right, let me move on. So you got to understand the history of what you're dealing with, culturally, of what you're dealing with. Some things are good. Some things are not good. So you get the 1 degree, 2 degree. After you get past the third level, then you really start tapping into stuff that ain't biblical. Then you get to 33rd degree, then you really talk about Jesus, who was age 33. Then you go down, you go back to the actual meaning of one generation to the next. You're talking about 33 generations. So each level teach you a generation to lead you up to actually Yeshua birth. I'm just leaving that now. People don't get mad at me because I'm revealing secrets. I ain't revealing secrets. I'm just telling the truth on the lie. I'm just busting the devil out. Trust you to say just busting the devil out. Don't get mad at me. I don't have to bow to anything. I have to stand. I ain't bowing. I'm standing for truth. So to really understand, to study, to show yourself approved unto God that you are a workman that needing not be ashamed. You don't have to, it's not to man, but to God to understand the history. So let's look at etymology, and let's end right here because I got a whole bunch of people just got mad at me. Etymology, the study of the origin of words and the way in which their meaning has changed through history. The origin of a word and the historical development of its meaning. The historical development. So if I put a word in here, etymology is saying this word is the origin of a word, the historical development of that word and its meaning. So if I put a word now replacing a word that's in the Bible, I'm using it because I'm changing, I'm bringing an origin of a word and the historical development of it, of its meaning. So when you look at the rainbow that was created by Noah's ark when the ark landed, or when the ark stopped, and the rainbow was a symbol, and he sent out a dove, which is meaning the spirit, Holy Spirit, and it came back. There was a rainbow, and the rainbow is a symbol that I'm remembering you. So people in history use the rainbow sign. June was their rainbow sign for the movement of homosexual movement, lesbian movement, gay movement, of the movement of the rainbow. That's their symbol. So they want to be remembered in their lifestyle. Now, so the word, now when you use the word gay, which really means laughter, we took, and the Bible said laughter is a medicine. So the word gay is not, what we hear the word gay today is we use the term homosexuality, when really the word gay means laughter. So we took laughter and God remembering us and polluted it. So etymology took the word and transformed it and used it and developed it to its own meaning. So when you read the Bible, is it really the meaning of what God said, or is it scholars and philosophers and theologians replacing the word? So many people who are trying to study the word of God are studying it based upon polluted, perverted people. I know somebody's going to get mad at me today, but you can just get mad if you want to. We got to understand the word. That's why when God give it to us, it got to be revealed to us. So people can say, well, King James was gay. King James was not saved. But King James took the word as a king at that time, and he was creating something. He didn't do anything. It was the scholars and the philosophers and the theologians who came together and utilized terminology. So in history, we get the 1611 meeting and 15. Let me go here, go into the history a little bit. I don't want to throw the people off. We get so much history of different events that if we don't study God's word, we will miss actually what God is saying to us. Because most of it, or majority of it is right. It's who gets credit for his writing. That's the problem. So King James of the Holy Bible was first printed in 1611. The main edition used today is a 1769 version of 1611. The King James Version is also known as an authorized or authorized version because it was authorized to be read in churches. For over 300 years, it was the main English translation used in the English-speaking world, and is much admired and respected. About 400 words and phrases coined, popularized by the King James Version as part of the English language. So I'm not taking away from the word. I'm not taking away from this Bible. So don't throw the Bible away, say to God. I'm letting you know its origin, its writing. You know, people use the word on slaves, serve your master. They created the Bible just for slaves, and they just changed the wording. They used the word, and that's how people control people with the word. And if you're not educated to the word, you can be manipulated by this word. That's why you got a lot of people who go to churches when somebody read a certain verse, and they use that certain verse because you don't see even in the Word of God now the word hell too much. You don't see the word hell even used in the Word of God. So all translation, you even see the word Easter put in the Bible now. Wasn't the word Easter in there. They put the word Easter in there. It's translation. Let me go here and slow it down. So you have many wordings that will change. But when God start revealing to you, that's where the revelation kick in and studying the word of God being revealed. Okay. The King James Version Bible was not a new translation, but a revision of the English Bible, which, let me go back to where I wanted to take the people back, because from Cambridge University and Oxford University, these great scholars who in England. About 400 words and phrases coined popularized the King James Version as part of the English language today. The King James Version of the Bible was not a new translation, but a revision. So it was not a new translation, it was a revision. But in a revision of it, you have to look at who was the one that was sitting down at the table writing. Because when you don't have a seat at the table, people going to do what they want to do. The English Bible was commissioned by King James, the first of Great Britain, followed the Church of England, Hampton Court Conference in 1604. 54 scholars from London, Oxford, Cambridge worked on this project. They were all from the Church of England, Anglican Church, but included those of traditional Puritan views. So they took all of that, you know. You understand? They took a little bit of everybody's view. Officially in 1586, Bishop's Bible was used as the base for revision, but the scholars referenced all existing Bible translation in England. But as the Geneva Bible in Tinsdale, also editions in other languages. The complete Bible was first printed in 1611 and included what we call the Apocrypha, A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A, Apocrypha, which is omitted from this edition, in 1769 edition. In 1611, English spelling and punctuation were not in the standard form. The Bible underwent a mainly orthographic revision by Oxford and Cambridge University in 1769, which is the version most people use today. The rights of King James Version of the Bible were and still are protected under the British law and are vested in the crown. That means Queen Elizabeth, she runs it. It's vested in her. She's the church. So when the president came and stood before the Episcopal Church and held up the Bible, the word went to Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth opens the chronicle, and it tells you events or things that will happen in history. So we have to understand the Word of God. We need clarity. Many of us, we don't want to be fooled by what we're reading or who's teaching it. As a matter of fact, let me pause here to say this, especially as it relates to the Word of God, because when I hear the word infallible, that means perfect. It's a translation of the Word of God. Now, for most of us who are following leaders of pastors, whether apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers, the fivefold ministry gift. And I say this candidly, not in a dispute or not in an argument with anyone else, because religiously, I'm not here to argue with anyone else. I'm not here to argue, but I'm here to defend. So let me say this before I go any further. Okay. If I'm going to teach saints of God and people of God at a major university religion, I'll never get the job being laid hands on people and called an apostle. I will get the job being considered a doctor with PhD. So when people try to constantly downgrade you about who you are, they can't. Because hands down, an apostle can't get you a job at a university. A prophet can't get you a job at a university. A pastor can't get you a job at the university unless, and I know people are going to get deep, well, we don't need all of that. I'm not saying it. You do need some knowledge. But what I'm saying, when people are trying to say, well, I don't want to have to go here, but let me go here. When someone said, well, you're a prophet, you're not an apostle. So what do that mean? What do that mean to the small-minded people? I have to be an apostle to lead people. No, I have to be a wise man with the Holy Spirit, as the Word of God said in the book of Acts chapter 6, full of the Holy Ghost. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You got to be ready. Because when you want to throw back, you got to go back to it. Just give me seven men full of the Holy Ghost, apt to be taught, to teach under authority. Can take over the business of ministry, not just preach, but the business of ministry, because there was issues going on in the church. So let me step back. So if I'm going to teach the Word of God and break the Word of God down to people and understand the history and to go into the historicity, the etymology, to break down events in history, you have to have knowledge of that information to teach. Not just being in ministry 2 years, well, I'm going to be a bishop, I'm going to be an apostle, I'm going to be a prophet, I'm going to be this great pastor, and I'm going to do all these phenomenal things. No, you can do that without a title. Obey God. Just serve, obey God and follow what the Holy Ghost said. So you got a lot of incompetent people who are operating in what we call positional titles. Because in what we're about to deal with in the world, your title will be powerless against the presence of what's coming. And you have to have the Word of God locked in you to to be able to deal with the events that are coming to you. You have to know the word of God. Don't get in your emotions and flesh. You're going to have to know the word of God, because the generations that are coming now, they don't have an 8-track mind. They have an iPad mindset. And your 5-minute hoop and your half a minute song will not work in a demonic world where these people want out of an obituary year. You got to break the system that are going on inside them to bring them into the knowledge of the word of God. And when you're breaking it down and you're dealing with minds of people who are dealing with all types of entities and spirits and gods and day god systems and their dark world and spirits that they have connected themselves and tattoos that have been the centerpiece of ancient mysticism and blood put into those chemicals and put into your children's body. You got to be able to break that stuff down. And sit there and say, well, don't do it because it's of the devil, man, and you don't want to go to hell. That's the people ain't studying hearing you say that. That don't bother nobody no more. That stuff ain't bother me. You won't have to break that down to a young man that's coming in your church. You won't have to break that down to a young lady that's coming to your ministry. You got to explain it to them so they can have understanding. See, the pulpits of old is still the same, but the mindset is different. So when you're going in, you're going to have to go in. You're talking about people who wore tore jeans and break that down so they can understand the meaning behind wearing of tore jeans. That was part of leprosism, leprosy. That was the teaching of leprosy. See, leprosy, when person had leprosy, they have to wear tore clothes. That was a sign. That was a sign of leprosy. When you study it, study leprosy. And what was the one of the characteristics of people who had leprosy? They had to walk around with tore clothes so that they can see the skin of an individual that they had leprosy. So you see people wearing clothes to church that are tore clothes standing in pulpits and stuff, sign of leprosy. I'm just helping the people out. See, and we took it on because we brought the world system in there, and we said, oh, that looks good. That looks good. I mean, man, that's okay. Yeah, I understand. Wow, that's a new phase. No, that's a spirit of leprosy. That means you were diseased. That means you had you was unclean. Let me stop saying to God today. I hope this is blessing somebody so they can have understanding of it. So when you share with people, you have a meaning behind it. Some of the stuff they were talking about, then you said, well, explain it. Oh, it's the word of God. I don't care what you said. Well, break it down for me. Make me understand it. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I know what my mama, let's see, anybody understand what your mama said. Break down. Break the word of God. Now explain to me so I can at least know, because I don't know. I'm coming from the world. I don't know what the church people are doing. So now you get offended because a young lady, a young man, or somebody coming to church asking questions. Now you get offended, and now you got offense, running around with offense and hurt and disappointed. No, just don't be offended. Say, young man, let me get back with you so I can explain. Or young lady, or even some grown people. Let me break it down. Let me break it down to you. And then take him to, here's what it is. Oh, wow, okay, now I know. But we don't want to study. We want to be the first to open our mouth, the first to do the yakety-yak thing, the first to try to present the case. Now get out of your emotion and get into the presence of God so you will be able to teach this thing with clarity so people can understand it. We're wounding those who already wounded. They need understanding. I need to know. So I can have understanding and clarity. So he's breaking it down to Timothy. A workman that needed not be ashamed, and then rightly dividing the word and the truth. That word have a meaning, but do it connect to the truth? Because if you study historicity is the authoritative or the authenticity and the actuality of a person event. So we're going back to the event, meaning the quality of being part of history as it opposed to being a historical myth, legend, or fiction. So I'm not giving you a story that I created. I'm giving you an event in history that was established. Woo, there you go, Prophet Matthew. You broke it down. So I'm taking you back to your origin. On the ship under the Santa Maria and all the rest of those flowers and whatever it was. No, I'm taking you back to the events in history. When God established us, a people, we were one. And then after chapter number 11, when they were trying to build a tower to heaven, he sat down and confused all of the languages around the world. We were one. So when you see chapter number 11, you see number 11, it means chaos and mastery. The master had to create chaos. That's what you get 11 in. Chaos and mastery. So you had to understand. See, because some of these verses in the Bible have a lot of meaning to number. That's why the Roman numbers and English numbers all have meaning. You know, the sundial, because a lot of them didn't have clocks. They were using sundials. So the sun was the dialing of a time. It gave you frequencies in the earth. Then you had the Catholic Church, which was a priest, created what we call Gregorian time over what we call Kairos, or the origin of time. That's why the sun, open that portal back up, Holy Ghost. When you dealt with, it'll come to me while I'm teaching. But they will be able to determine times and seasons. And they are of the Spanish people, the Spanish tribe, Indian tribunal of history. I get it. Yeah. They will understand time. So that's how you were able to determine the wise men. They would determine times and seasons, but they were not only the wise men. It was a certain people who understood times and seasons. So you were able to understand those times and seasons to be able to tap into the word of God. All right, let me stop. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today's word, part two of this teaching, God, on Bible history, Bible events, and God, being able to break it down to your people, Lord, that they will be able to understand with clarity of the word of God and making history come alive in them, not only from an etymological standpoint, but from a history of events. God, open their mind up, Lord. Let them study the events of 1617, God, the Cambridge meeting, the 1769 events, God. Let your people come into the knowledge of the truth of who you are in them. And God, show them that you are a holy God, a righteous God. And God, we want to follow totally in you and through you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. All right, Minister Bryant, you have any announcements over there, woman of God? You're going to move quickly here, saints of God.
God bless you, Prophet Matthew. God bless everyone that's listening on the line this morning. Keep these dates in mind, please. July 21st. The 23rd, the Prophetic Revival at Upper Room End Time Ministries at 6008 B East Shirley Lane in Montgomery, Alabama, 7 o'clock p.m. nightly. Bishop Derek Hooks is the host pastor. August 6, 2021, Dr. Matthews will be at First Pentecost Assemblies International Church at 145-4359 Green Street in Harvey, Illinois. Bishop Owens is the pastor. It's a church anniversary celebration. 7 o'clock p.m., August 19th, 20th, 21st, Pilgrim's Full Gospel Ministries, 379 Lakehurst Road, Browns Mill, New Jersey. Pastor Benjamin Cole is also pastor. For more information, call 267-767-6511. September 18th, San Antonio, Texas, Dr. Matthews is on his way. It's hosted by Sister Tina Rice, Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love, the Lifestyle Hair Studio, LLC, 5520 Walls and Road, Suite 102 in San Antonio, Texas. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. We're in the planning process for October 29th through the 31st for the Family Values Conference and the birthday celebration for Dr. Lauren Matthews. More information is forthcoming. If you desire to have Dr. Matthews to speak at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, please give us a call at 877-912-2027. You can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryan. All right, thanks to God. Join us today if you're in the Chicagoland area, 11 a.m. for our worship experience. We'll be sharing and ministering the Word of God. Love to see you in the presence of the Word of God as we share God's Word to many people who have been seeking out understanding and seeking out more of God's Word, not only from what you've been taught, but taking you into a deeper revelation and a deeper revealing of God's Word with such clarity and understanding today. I want God's people to be fully vested in the things of the Word of God. We're fully vested in knowing how to put on these garments, wear these garments, that wear the vestment of garments and how to wear. But our lives are in a shadow. And I don't want the kingdom of God to be an embarrassment. I've had my shortcomings in the kingdom of God. I don't want people to continue to go down that road. When you know better, you do better. To bring people into understanding the Word of God. I use the term flawed all the time because flawed but favored by God. And we have to know what we know about the Word of God, because many of us in our search and pursuit of God, a lot of people are in pursuit of position and titles, not in pursuit of God. Your pursuit of God takes you beyond titles and positions and all of those other things, and to be part of an iconic group of people or organization. But those are all good as well. But we want to connect our mind to the things of God, to our life. Amen. All right, if you have a question or comment for me, hit one on your dial real quickly. We'll bring you in. If you have a praise report, hit one on your dial. We'll bring you in. I forgot to say earlier, thank God for the prayer warriors, intercessors who pray with us. Thank you so much for praying with us and standing in the gap with us. Those of you who are coming into the knowledge of the truth of faith, line yourself up for what God is doing. We said some things on Thursday morning as well as Wednesday, noonday. We want God's people to come into the understanding who they are in him and through him. And the Bible is a powerful instrument for the power against the kingdom of God. But you are a powerful instrument if you stay in that Word of God and let God will be done. Amen. All right. If you're in Chicago later, once again, join me at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. 11 a.m. for worship experience. We'll be sharing the Word of God and continue teaching. If you're in South Carolina, join the South Carolina men and women of God there. Overseer Gaines and her Pastor Myers and Pastor Dixon over there in Mary and Ark Family Fellowship. If you're in Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, join Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wife, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, and that praise and worship experience over there as a minister in the Word of God, as well on Facebook. If you're in the city of South Bend, Indiana, join them at Apostolic House of Deliverance, 4313 Linden Avenue, South Bend, Indiana, where the Word of the Lord comes alive there. You will be blessed by Apostle Russell Shabu and his Pastor Carter over there, who under the tutelage and teaching of his overseer. If you are in Joliet, Illinois, join my dad at 654 Patterson Road. They're in Joliet, 1130 Central Time in the city of Joliet. If you are in the city of Toledo, Ohio, join Pastor Elder Dupree, who came from great teaching of the late Bishop Lance Allen at New Bethel Church of God in Christ there in Toledo, 801 Bain Street there. They will be sharing ministry of the Word of God, great, powerful kingdom leaders who are in position and in pledge to bless you and minister to you there. If you're connected with us, join us for the Facebook Live as we share the Word of God. If you're Tuesday night, you can follow us on our Rejoice 102, 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. We're upgrading our system so that many of our recordings can be downloaded straight to the radio station with clarity. We're getting everything into place so that the people can be blessed, as well as other systems that we need to take social media to a new height so lives can be changed through the Word of God. Because not only Facebook is changing things and playing with people, numbers and people's trying to get on and stay on, people trying to listen in. We want God's people to be blessed. Amen. All right, say to God, we honor the Lord for you and you on today. And stay connected. If you want a copy of the Word of God that's been taught today in its entirety, go to blogtalkradio.com/prophetLaronMatthews. You can go into these archives, get a copy of these teachings in its entirety. They are available to you, you and you on today, and you will be able to have them in its detail and be blessed by the Word of God for your life and in your life on today. We honor the Lord for each and every one of us. If you want to stay connected with us, partner with us, become a virtual partner following us on Facebook Sunday morning. Usually we go Facebook Live about 11:45 Central Time, 12:45 Eastern Time. And if you're in the West Coast, that's approximately our 11:45 is your 10:45 and 9:45 in the morning. So follow us as we share the Word of God, people of God. It's my heart and desire for God's people to really come into the knowledge and the truth of the Word of God. The Word of God, religion has been, Karl Marx wrote something on religion some years ago, and he talked about what religion has become to many of us in the world and what the impact of religion has been. And we're sharing the Word of God and breaking things down. Many of us are breaking away from the institutionalism of religion and being indoctrinated by paganism and pagan views so you can come alive. I want the Word of God to come alive in your life and you can be blessed for that. You know, join us today. We'll be dealing with part two of the series that I've been sharing with the people of God. It's going to bless your life on today. All right. We love you all. Thank you, God. Minister, thank you so much. Any final words from anybody? Any questions and comments from anybody? All right. Thank you, God. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Keep those dates in mind. Thanks for the events that we'll share with the people of God. We have more dates coming that we're traveling around the United States ministering to God's people. Thank God for the sons and the daughters that have been following us and connecting with us. And we certainly appreciate you all immensely for your support, your financial support, your help along the way. I don't take it lightly, you're blessed. I may not talk to everybody on a basis like I once did, but I still have my feet in the door that's making room for you to come on in. So we bless the Lord for you all today and honor God for all that you're doing. Continue to keep us in your prayer. Amen. All right, thanks to God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll see you all, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, those who will join us today. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters, my prayer for you all today. God bless.
Get ready for the prophetic experience. A three-night prophetic experience. Upper Room Intern Deliverance Ministry presents a three-night prophetic experience. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly at 6008B East Shirley Lane, Montgomery, Alabama. Get ready. Get ready. Your host for this event, Bishop Derek and elect Lady Evelyn Hooks, your keynote speaker. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries of Harvey, Illinois.
join
the 3-Night Prophetic Experience, July 21st through 23rd, 2021, 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss this.
Upper Room End Time Deliverance Ministries, a 3-Night Prophetic Experience you don't want to miss.
Meet us at 6008B East Shirley Lane in Montgomery, Alabama. Spread the word. Tell someone to tell someone to come on in for this 3-Night Prophetic Experience with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss it. Come and get your blessing.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
Just one touch from you, Jesus.
we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. May your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God. And may your battles end the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggle. And may your troubles show that you need God. And may your battles end the way they should. And may your battles prove that God is good. See, may your whole life prove that God.
Thank y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God. Come on, may your whole life, yeah.